in doing something like Lord of the Rings, which is so massive, that has such a huge appeal and sort of attracts attention to that type of role, you're sort of seen as that one thing for so long. You know, for me, my interest was to do something completely different after that. And the character of Matt was intriguing to me because it started off as sort of this innocent character being kicked out of college, flying to England, and sort of being indoctrinated into this group of football hooligans, and essentially becoming a hooligan by the end of the film himself. And that arc really intrigued me, and that world really intrigued me because it is so fascinating, and I think a lot of Americans aren't very familiar with the history of what that means in England. I think I am a bit of a football fan now. It's now become such a part of my life. I mean, I've been here for about a month and a half, and it's something that we talk about every day. It's something we play at lunch. You know, there are games on nearly every night that we're trying to follow. It's constantly, you know, in conversations on set about who's playing who and who won which game and, you know, who's a rival of another team. You know, it's kind of all-encompassing. It really is unlike any sporting event I've ever been to in my life. The kinetic energy that runs through the crowd, both before and during the game, because the pre-match is just as important in some ways, I've found out, as the match itself. You know, that time at the pub where everyone's pumping themselves up, you go to the local pub for that particular team, where the fans of that team go there to drink before the match. Man, that's almost as good as the match itself. Hooliganism, in a lot of ways, has nothing to do with football. Nothing. I mean, certainly in the way that I've seen it and learned, it has everything to do with violence. It has everything to do with reputation, you know, beating another firm, and, you know, kicking the shit out of people, essentially.